Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Components of BI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Team Leads course. In this lesson, we'll explore the critical components that constitute business intelligence, including an overview of data sources and data warehousing, an introduction to data analytics, and an understanding of the BI ecosystem. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and describe these key components, setting a solid foundation for utilizing business intelligence in your role. Main content overview of data sources and data warehousing. Data sources are the foundational elements of business intelligence. They encompass the various origins from which data is collected. These can include databases, cloud storage, spreadsheets, and even external sources like social media or market research. Understanding where your data comes from is crucial, as the quality and relevance of your data directly impact the insights you can derive. Data warehousing is the process of storing and managing large volumes of data from different sources in a centralized system. A data warehouse enables organizations to consolidate their data, making it easier to analyze and retrieve. This system is designed for query and analysis rather than transaction processing, which ensures that you can run complex queries without impacting operational systems. Imagine you're leading a team in a B2C company. You collect data from customer interactions on your website, sales transactions, and feedback forms. By employing a data warehouse, you can integrate all this information into a single repository, facilitating better data analysis and reporting. The result? You gain a more comprehensive view of customer behavior, which can inform your business strategies. Introduction to data analytics. Data analytics is the process of examining datasets to draw conclusions about the information they contain. In the context of business intelligence, data analytics helps you make informed decisions based on insights derived from your data. There are generally three types of data analytics: descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive. Descriptive analytics focuses on summarizing historical data to identify patterns and trends. It answers questions like what happened. For instance, by reviewing sales data, you might find that certain products sold better during the holiday season. Predictive analytics uses statistical algorithms and machine learning techniques to identify the likelihood of future outcomes based on historical data. It answers questions such as what is likely to happen. For example, if past trends indicate that specific promotions lead to increased sales, predictive analytics can help forecast the potential success of similar future campaigns. Prescriptive analytics goes a step further by suggesting actions you can take to achieve desired outcomes. It addresses questions like, "What should we do?" Using the insights gained from descriptive and predictive analytics, prescriptive analytics can recommend specific strategies to maximize sales or improve customer satisfaction. By understanding these analytics types, you can leverage data to enhance decision-making processes within your organization, leading to better business outcomes. Understanding the BI ecosystem. The business intelligence ecosystem comprises various tools, technologies, and processes that work together to support data-driven decision-making. This ecosystem includes data management, analytics, reporting, and visualization tools, all designed to turn raw data into valuable insights. Key components of the BI ecosystem include data sources. As previously discussed, these are the origins of your data. Data integration tools. These tools help in combining data from multiple sources to provide a unified view. Examples include ETL, extract, transform, load, tools that facilitate data movement and transformation. Data warehousing, centralized storage for your data, enabling efficient analysis and reporting. Solutions like Amazon Redshift or Google BigQuery are notable examples. Analytics tools, software that enables data analysis, including statistical and predictive modeling. Tools like Tableau or Microsoft Power BI enable users to analyze data visually. Reporting and visualization tools. These tools help present data in easily understandable formats, such as dashboards and graphs, allowing stakeholders to grasp insights quickly. A user-friendly dashboard can streamline the decision-making process by showcasing key performance indicators, KPIs, at a glance. For instance, imagine using a reporting tool that visualizes your sales data over time. Such a visual representation can help your team identify trends at a glance, enabling quicker decision-making. The BI ecosystem is vital for ensuring that the right data reaches the right people at the right time. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the key components of business intelligence, including data sources and warehousing, the various types of data analytics, and the BI ecosystem. By understanding these concepts, you are better equipped to leverage business intelligence tools and practices in your organization. As you continue in this course, keep in mind how these components interconnect and support your decision-making processes. Reflection questions: how can understanding your data sources improve the quality of insights you derive from business intelligence practices? In what scenarios might you use descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics within your team? Reflect on how the BI ecosystem can enhance decision-making processes within your organization. What specific tools do you think would be most beneficial for your team?